Let's say together, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same again. I will never be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you bow with me in a word of prayer this morning, Father? I thank you again that you have given us your Spirit, because your word tells us that with a logical mind, with a mind of the flesh, we cannot grasp the things of the Spirit. And so I thank you today, Holy Spirit, that you are powerfully at work in the lives of those who don't know you yet. And you are powerfully at work in our lives, doing, Jesus, what you did to the disciples in that upper room. You breathed on them. You opened up their minds, and they understood. Today, Father, I believe that you are speaking a word into your children that is allowing them to get a revelation of what you have done and how it has affected our life. And today we thank you that you will cause that word to come alive inside of us. Father, before we begin, I ask for a fresh anointing of your Spirit. Holy Spirit, would you possess me? My mind and my mouth, would you flow through me so that I only say the words that I hear you say? And with the authority you've given in the name of Jesus, I bind up every demonic entity, every interfering spirit, every spiritual bird that would seek to snatch the seed that's going to be sown. I command you to release every person and be outside the walls of this building and every building under the sound of my voice. And Father, I thank you again today that because you are alive and living, that you are speaking to your church, you are speaking in such a way that every one of your sheep hear your voice. I thank you today that you will be saying things that are not going to come out of my mouth. Would you allow those words to be heard and captured? Because we believe one word from you can change everything. Thank you again for the promise that your word will not return void. I speak blessing over every pastor who is preaching the resurrection message this morning all across the globe. That word would come alive, and your church would come alive, and today would be a day of massive harvest as many come to know you as Lord and Savior. We pray believing in the powerful and the beautiful name of Jesus, and everybody said, amen. Well, guys, God lays things in my heart that I don't have the ability to do. Does that ever happen to you? I got to tell you what I was thinking this morning, and as I was waiting on the Lord this week for what we're going to do, really what I wanted to do is I wanted to transform this church into a courthouse. I would have phoned some of you and said, hey, I need your help. But I would have loved to have done that. I would have loved up on the stage to set a judge thing. I would love to have a docket where the witness could be. I'd love to have the tables where the lawyers, the prosecutor, and the defender would be there. You guys could be in the balcony or the chairs the way you normally are. I wanted to set up a courtroom this morning because, and let me say this to you again, we know that only 4% of what is real can be seen with a physical eye. 96% of what is real cannot be seen with a physical eye. I tell you, if I had one power, you've heard me say it before, I would buy a pair of glasses for every one of us, stick them on, and all of a sudden we could see in the spiritual realm. Now, I got to say this clearly. Some of you see in the spiritual realm incredibly clearly. When you come and you talk to me after service about angels that you have seen, or you see behind me my angels, or when you see rivers that are just flooding out, or when you see shofars that are blowing in the spiritual realm, or you see whatever, I want to tell you that is powerful to me. I don't see that clearly yet. I do see some things, but I'm believing for more. I want to tell you this morning on Resurrection Morning, there was going to be a lot of focus on what happened with that stone rolled away and with Jesus walking out and with all that flesh thing and the soldiers on the ground and the whole deal. I want to tell you what the Lord laid in my heart. I believe the Lord wants us to see something that was not seen. The Lord wants us to see what happened in the 96% realm so that we could grasp it in the spirit and be changed by it. I want to just ask you one question. How many of you have ever been, this may sound really weird, how many of you have ever been in the courts of heaven? Just raise your hand if you would. You've ever been there. Okay. We're not talking about going there in the flesh. We're talking about in our prayer life that we enter into the courts of heaven in the presence of God, and in the courts we are looking for a judgment. Some of you know exactly what that is all about. I want to tell you this morning, the reason why I wanted to do a courtroom scene is because I want us this morning to look at four courtroom scenes that happened in the spiritual realm and the way it affected our life. You know this because we've talked about it. I want you to get this really clearly. Everything that happens in the spiritual realm is legal. The enemy does not have the ability to touch us unless he has legal right. God will not move in places unless he has legal right. He will not cross over his own lines until he has legal right to do it. I want to give you four scenarios. I wanted to walk into courtroom this morning with my legal bag. I wanted it to be very impressive. Doesn't have to be that impressive. But I wanted to walk in this morning and I wanted to give you four scenes. And I want you, if you have your notepad, I just want you to write them down because they're not going to be seen on the screen. I don't want to put the whiteboard behind me today. On a normal Sunday, I would call a bunch of you up here to help me do what I'm going to do, but you're going to have to use your imagination today. The very first scene is this. I want you to go back all the way to the Garden of Eden, and I want you to imagine for a moment that you were there in the audience when God created Adam out of the dust, breathed into him, and Adam stood up and became a living being. Something happened in the legal realm the moment that happened. And I want you to get a picture of what this is, because you're going to see this four times, and I believe some of you today are going to have a revelation that's going to change you. In the legal realm, when God does anything legally, do you think it's binding? Oh my goodness, how many of you have been to court? How many of you have been there? Yep, how many of you have been served by a lawyer? Paper, anything? How many of you have needed a lawyer? How many of you pray for your lawyer? Here's the old joke, how do you know when a lawyer is lying? His lips are moving. I'm so thankful that's not true. I know some great lawyers, got some great friends who are lawyers, godly men, but there are some. I want you to understand that the moment God raised Adam from the dirt and breathed into him, in the legal spiritual realm, God did something that was absolutely, to me, ridiculous. I would have never done it. In fact, God has done a lot of things that I wouldn't do. Praise God, I'm not God. You can say amen right now. Oh, praise God, you're not God. I'll say amen right now. But I want you to see what God did. It's like God walked into the courtroom. God has all of his dockets and papers. He walked up to Adam and he said this, Adam, I am transmitting to you eternal life. I am giving you the power to experience what I do. You will live forever. Adam, here it is. There is the legal document. Adam, I have created you to be absolutely holy. There is no sin in you, and all the benefit of holiness is yours. Adam, here it is. Legal document. Adam, I'm walking up to you, and I'm giving you the ability to be one with me in spirit, the way that Jesus and the Holy Spirit are. We are going to be one from this point on. Legally, you have the right. There it is. Adam, I'm going to give you divine health. You will never die. You will never get sick. You will never have disease. You will never have diabetes. You will never have depression. You will never have mental illness. You will have nothing. Adam, I'm getting legal document. Adam, it's yours. Hang on to it. It's good. Adam, I'm giving you dominion. Everything I created in the first 6 days, I am giving you dominion over all of creation. You will be the one in charge. You will be the one who oversees it. Adam, I'm giving this legal document to you. Adam, I'm giving you authority. I have power, Adam, to do a pile of things. I am giving you that same authority. Adam, here is the document that says you have my authority to do it. And one more thing, Adam, I'm releasing over you the blessing. I'm going to release over you so that everything your hand touches, every place you go, every place your foot, everything you do, Adam, there is going to be a blessing on your life. This is a legal document that says you will walk blessed. I want you to imagine for a moment, Adam took all those legal documents and said, are you serious? God goes, I'm totally serious. Adam, I created you for this very purpose. All of creation was for you. You keep those, you put them in your filing cabinet. These are yours, they're legal. If anybody challenges, anybody questions, anybody comes and causes you to doubt, you pull them out and you go, these came from God, legal document. Adam said, okay. We're gonna talk about what happened in heaven with Adam. Have you ever wondered what happened with Adam? You ever wondered when woman was created, if Adam ever went to his filing cabinet and said, Eve, before we get going here, I just want to lay out for you what God said for me, and this applies to you. I want to go over all these documents so that it's fresh in your head, it's clear. I wonder if he did that. And I wonder if it was clear inside of her when the enemy came up in the form of a serpent and Eve was by herself and talked to her. We know the whole story. I wonder if she would have ever bitten if the reality of the legal documents were inside of her. But here's the crazy thing. She went to Adam, who had the documents, and what did he do? I want you to see the craziest transaction that none of us understand. The moment Adam made a decision, not Eve. I still believe if Adam, when Eve came, would have said, Eve, this is what God said. Let's go talk to him. We can deal with that with you. We're not going to cross that line. I believe they'd still be in the garden, and we would be in the garden today. It was the choice of Adam and not Eve. But the moment Adam made a decision to bite the piece of that fruit, I want you to see what happened. And if we were in a legal court, I got to tell you, as I was thinking about this, you know the picture that God brought to mind? In the book of Job, we have probably one of the best pictures of the court of heaven where Satan and the angels actually entered into the court, into the presence of God, in Job chapter 1. I want you to understand, in the spiritual realm, in the court, the moment that Adam ate and bit of the fruit, this is what happened. That happened on earth in the courts of heaven. The enemy stood there in the courts, and Adam in the spirit had to go, I'm releasing to you the blessing, and the curse will now be on me. Enemy, I am releasing to you the authority. I'm being stripped of it now. Enemy, you now have dominion over the entire earth. I just gave it away to you. Enemy, divine health that was mine, I realize now I've lost it, and sickness and disease will be a part of my life. Enemy, the oneness and fellowship with God, the moment I did it, is broken. You have the ability to break it. And what did he do? They went and hid, and God had to find them. Adam took holiness and said, I'm turning it over to you, and now sin has entered my life, and every one of my kids would be born in sin. And Adam said, eternal life, the document, I gave that up. And he said, the moment you eat it, you are going to what? Die. If we could see it in the courts, I want you to understand, Satan did not steal all of this. Legally, Adam made a decision that surrendered all of the legal rights and turned it over. Can you imagine that? I have often wondered why God gave us free will. It would have been way better without it. Except without it, there would be no love. In the courts of heaven, God watched as Adam, who had all of this given to him by God, turned it over to the enemy in the courts and walked away without it. I want you to imagine for a moment, this is what the enemy was after. You can imagine the glee when he walked out of that courtroom. Can you imagine the conversation took place between Jesus and the Father the moment the enemy left, and he goes, all right, we got to get this back for our kids. For 4,000 years, the Bible says that God waited for an opportune time. And when the time was right, Christ came. We talked about the life he lived. We talked about the cup that he drank on Friday. We talked about that clearly. What I want you to see is what happened in the courts of heaven before Jesus walked out of the tomb. You have to understand this is legal. Jesus earned the legal right to get all of this back. After dying on the cross, at the very end, he said, "Father, into your hands I submit my spirit." You got to understand, when he died, he did not go to hell in the clutches of the enemy. No, he didn't say, "Satan, into your hands I commit my spirit." That's not what he said. His punishment, his wrath, his judgment was all accomplished on the cross. When he died, he surrendered his spirit to the Father. What I want you to see is, in that 3-day period of time, in the courts of heaven, something happened. We weren't there. Job talks about what it might look like, but I want you to understand, in the courts of heaven, when Satan showed up and Jesus showed up after dying on the cross, Satan had all of the legal rights. And with God on the throne, Jesus looked at him and said, "Satan, I paid the price. Give me the legal rights for eternal life back for all of my kids again. I've earned it. Give it back." Satan goes. Jesus goes, "Satan, I have paid the price to wash my kids of all their sin and make them as holy as me. That's what they have to be to get to heaven. I've earned it. Give it back." The power of sin broken. Jesus looks and goes, "For 4,000 years you have broken relationship with my kids. I have earned the right to win it back, to fill them with your spirit again. Give the legal rights back." Satan goes. Jesus looks at him and said, "For 4,000 years you have inflicted my kids with sickness, with disease, with boils, with diabetes, with heart attack, with Alzheimer's. We could name the whole list, go down through the..." He goes, "Satan, I have purchased their health back." Do you remember when Jesus was being tempted by the enemy? The Bible says that the enemy took him up to the highest place, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment, and said, "You worship me, and I'll give them all to you. They're mine to give to who I want." Do you remember that? Jesus didn't challenge Satan then. Can I tell you, in the courts of heaven, Jesus looked and said, "Satan, do you remember in Luke chapter 4? Do you remember at the end of my 40-day fast, you tempted me to worship you to get the kingdoms? I didn't worship you, but I earned those kingdoms back. Give me the legal right of dominion over the kingdoms." Jesus said, "Two more. Satan, you've had authority. You took Adam's authority. I have purchased legally the right to get that authority back. I am taking it. Give me the legal document of authority over all of creation." And the enemy gave it back. He goes, "One last one. You have touched the earth and all of God's kids with a curse. I have paid for that. You give me the legal right of the curse back in order for me to release the blessing again." Can I tell you, when Jesus walked out of the tomb on resurrection morning, he had all the legal documents that the enemy got in the Garden of Eden. He had them all. The power of the enemy was broken. Legally, Jesus earned it back. He walked out with the documents. I want you to see what he did with them. Why did Jesus go to all this trouble? If we had time today and we don't, and if this was a courtroom, we don't, and if I had photocopied a whole bunch and I didn't, what I would have you do is this. I would have someone represent Jesus at the front in the courtroom, and one by one, I would have you come up and have Jesus look at you and go, "My child, this is for you. I have a legal document that says from now on, the curse is broken in your life, and now you live under the blessing. This is for you. He would look at you and go, the enemy had taken the authority. All authority has been given back to me again. Now I'm giving you all authority. Here it is. Legal document, you ever question it, you have authority in my name. He looks at him and goes, guys, he would look at you and say, dominion, you were created to have dominion over all of creation. I have purchased that back. I'm giving you the legal document for dominion. He would look at him and go, divine health, you have lived under the curse. You have lived under sickness and disease. I purchased it by the wounds from the Father on the cross of Calvary. I purchased divine health back. I'm giving you a legal document that says it is now yours. Fellowship with me. He would look at you and go, just hang out a few days, guys, because when Pentecost comes, the Holy Spirit's going to drop and we're going to restore what was stolen in the garden. I'm no longer going to be with you. I'm going to be in you. You have legal right. Holiness. You've sinned. You were born in sin. The enemy used that sin to separate from the Father. I have purchased your forgiveness, and I have made a way for you to be as holy as God. You have the legal right. Have you ever wondered why some of us, when we get attacked, can you imagine if we would just hold the legal document up to the enemy and go, look what I have legally. You can stop harassing me. You can stop throwing my sin back at me. You can stop throwing all of that at me. Look at what I have legally. It's been given. Legally, I am holy. And Jesus would look at you and go, just want you to know, I broke the power of death. You now have the legal right to live for eternity with me. This is legal. Can I ask you one question? How much of this did you earn? Can I tell you what the Apostle Paul said? The Apostle Paul said, all the good things I did, all of the laws I kept and all of the stuff that I did, he goes, when I had a revelation of what Jesus did for me, he goes, all of that was like what? Filthy rags. Do you know there are people in the church who are still trying to earn this? People still trying to be good. People still trying to have enough devotion. People still trying not to kill. People still trying to... Can I tell you what I believe? I believe that if every one of us stepped into the court of heaven and had Jesus, the risen Savior, give us the legal documents of what he did and said, these are for you. All you have to do is accept them. You can't earn them. You can't pay for them. It doesn't matter how many dollars you throw in the coffer. You could not. This is a free gift. All you have to do is take it and believe it. I believe every one of us would walk out of that court different. Resurrection morning. The Bible doesn't say it, and we can't see it in the flesh. But in the spirit, when Jesus came out of the courts of heaven with all the documents, I believe then the earth shook and the angel rolled and Jesus walked out of that tomb. I got it back. The first Adam lost it. The second Adam got it back. And now every one of my kids, I would love for every one of us to walk out of here today with a legal document. In the flesh, you won't. But in the spirit, it's already yours. Would you bow with me in a word of prayer this morning? Dana, could I have you come? Father, the design of the enemy, even though he has been defeated on the cross and the morning of the resurrection, has been to keep us ignorant of what took place in the courts of heaven in order for us to have restored what was stolen. I thank you, Jesus, that in those three-day period of time, you were not silent, you were not inactive. I thank you that in that period of time, you went to the courts with the Father. The enemy had to come and surrender back what he had gotten from Adam. I thank you, Jesus, when you walked out of that tomb, you walked out of it victorious. You walked out of it destroying every work of the enemy. And you did it for one reason: to give it all back, to give it all away to the Father's children. Today, if you are listening and you are one who has just joined in with an Easter service, but you know that there has never been a time in your life where you have recognized your need to invite Jesus into your heart, to forgive you of your sin, and to be your Lord and Savior. If that is you today, and the Spirit of God is laying on your heart and said, I need that, I invite you today to pray with me. It is an act of the will that what we need to do is believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, and the Bible says we will be saved. If that is you, would you just pray with me? Lord Jesus, I thank you for dying on the cross for my sin. I thank you for purchasing back what the enemy stole from Adam. And I thank you that you offer it as a free gift. As an act of my will, I invite you, Jesus, to come into my life. I invite you to be my Lord and my Savior. I give you permission to do whatever you want to do to bring me to the place of realizing who I am in you and what you have given me as your child. If you have prayed that prayer, the Bible says you have been born again into the family of God. I want to say welcome. We'd love to hear from you. For those of us who have walked with Christ, whether a day or 60 years, the Spirit of God is wanting to bring us to a place where we have a greater revelation of what Jesus purchased and what is legally ours. The design of the enemy is to keep us again ignorant, walking powerless when we are powerful, walking under the curse when the curse has been broken and we are under the blessing, walking with sickness when our health has been purchased, walking with no authority when all authority has been given back, walking with a sin consciousness instead of a holiness consciousness. Father, today, in the life of every one of your children, you know exactly where we are at, what we are believing, and what we are struggling with. Today, Father, I ask that you would bring us as your children into the courts of heaven, and you would give us revelation of what happened in the unseen realm as you gave back to us what you first gave to Adam. Our logical mind can't do this, Lord. But with you, Holy Spirit, we're able to get it. I prophetically declare that some of you who are in bondage to sin and you by your will have not been able to break it, I declare today the revelation that authority has been given to you. The power of sin has been broken in your life. and God has released over you the anointing of blessing, I prophetically declare today is the day of your freedom and your deliverance. I declare over you, some of you who have had a sin consciousness believing that you have failed so badly you could not experience the full blessing of God, today I declare the revelation, you are as holy as God Himself. Father, we believe in these days you are raising up a body. Sons and daughters who know how to walk with what you purchased. Not only experiencing the victory in their own life, but Father, stepping out into this dark world and shining as light and taking back the ground that the enemy has stolen. We invite you in this place to do that in us. We invite you to give us revelation of legally what you have given to us. That when the enemy comes, we bring it up and go, this is mine. And we walk with a power, we walk with a boldness, we walk with an authority that we've never known before. Holy Spirit, seal what you have done here today. Awaken us to what happened when you walked out of that tomb and changed the world forever. Before we receive communion this morning, I want to invite you to stand with us. We want to sing one chorus in preparation. Then I will come down, and then I'll release you to get the elements. Would you stand with us now?
The melody, you surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no
Please be seated for a moment. This morning is the body of Christ on resurrection morning. We may be in different places, but in the Spirit, we're in the same place. This morning, we would like to receive the body and blood of our Lord together and drink from the new cup that He purchased for us on the cross of Calvary. Those of you who are here, I want to invite you now, if you would go back, if you would get the emblems, if you'd bring them back to your seat. Those of you at home, if you would go get a glass of juice, some bread, a cracker, if you'd bring it back to where you're seated. And in a moment, we're going to receive together the body and blood that purchased all back from the enemy. Would you go and get that now?
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice, you became nothing, poured out to death. again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you, once again I pour out my life. Now you are exalted in the highest place, King of the heavens. But one day I'll bow, but for now I marvel at this saving grace, and I'm full of praise once again. Once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you, once again. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend.
Would you bow with me this morning? Jesus, how do we say thank you? How do we say thank you for the price you paid, for the victory you won, and doing it so that we could have restored to us what the Father intended for us to know all of our life? I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you that you have done a work in our life, bringing us to a place of recognizing our need for a Savior. And I thank you that you have been working, bringing us to a place of recognizing what it is you have done for us, who we are in you, the authority we have been given, the righteousness that we have received by faith, the provision, the health, the blessing. And today we thank you. We have it because you did it right. Because legally, you paid the price that we could never pay. The night that Jesus was betrayed, as he was gathered with his disciples, as he handed them the bread and handed them the cup, he knew what was going to be restored to them as a result of what he did. They didn't understand yet, but we knew that the cup that he had to drink was the only price to win it all back. So in the middle of that Passover meal, he took some bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body." The breaking of it is part of the price to win back for you what the Father wanted you to have. As often as you eat it, do so remembering. This morning, by faith, let's receive the bread, remembering what it purchased for us. Let's do that now. And when Jesus took the cup, he said, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood poured out for the forgiveness of your sin and the sins of many. Jesus, we want to say thank you. When you prayed over and over and over, if there was another way, take this cup, you recognized there was only one way. And it was through you. And so today, by faith, we receive your shed blood and all that it purchased for us. We do that by faith now. Let's receive it. Would you receive the blessing of the Lord? May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which purchased your freedom and the restoring of all that the enemy stole, may it keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. May it empower you to remember what it was he walked out of the grave with in order to give to you. I pray this Easter weekend has been a rich time in your life. I encourage you, as believers, it doesn't end today, but tomorrow we go out, we take our legal documents, and we step into the realm of the kingdom of darkness, and we begin to take back what the enemy stole. Would you stand with us? We want to sing one last chorus together.
Among the
Sunday. Have a great week. We'll see you next Sunday, 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today.